The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. It's 7:05 on the 20th of March, 2019. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Good morning to Sue. Sue's in there. Ashley's in there. Everybody's in there.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great.
That tell everybody about how Sue was the only one during that huge snowstorm. Everybody couldn't get their four-wheel drive Jeeps out, anything. She comes in snow surfing on a Prius that morning.
She's amazing.
It was on for the news. And I said, I didn't expect you to make it. She said, just a little snow.
Just amazing.
And, of course, Linda's back.
Good morning. And you know what's really, I'm looking over at you as you introduced the show and realize this is the first time I think you've done the show without glasses.
You're right.
Did you even...
Dr. Sumption.
Did you even recognize that you're not wearing glasses?
You know, every so often I reach up to adjust them. You know, I go, oh, okay, well, wait a minute. I can't adjust that. Those are my, you know what I can do, too. We're going to get Dr. Sumption on the show.
Good.
And I tell you what, man's direct. I love this guy. He could have been a Navy doctor. I mean, he comes up.
Maybe he was.
Who knows? Maybe he was. He comes up. He tells you what it is. Tells you what's going to happen. He does it. 10 minutes later, you walk out, or 12 minutes later, you walk in, going, wow, that was quick. Then he comes back and he checks it. He goes, this is good. This is great. Okay. And then, I mean, it's perfect. It's direct. It gets to the point. We don't hug each other. Like in today's society, everybody needs to hug. We don't hug each other. He just tells me what to do. I ask him a question. He answers it. Boom. We're off. What's better than that? And I can see.
You can see. That's the big deal. Okay.
No, we are going to have him on and talk about cataracts, because a lot of people misunderstand cataracts. And I mean, some people, you know, my age, I'm a little bit older than some people. I'm a little bit younger than other people. But I see people having, some people have had them when they were 50.
Right.
Had to have a cataract operation when they were 50.
We have a couple friends that did.
Yeah.
So, okay, showers today with our high of 59. And then our overnight lows tonight, 47, again, showers. As we go throughout the week and look at Thursday, about 20% chance of showers on Thursday, with our highs of around 63 and our lows of 48. Rain on Friday. Saturday, chance of showers, high of 63, and mostly sunny. So it looks like we've got pretty much rain throughout the week. Saturday night looks like it opens up a little bit with partly cloudy and mostly sunny on Sunday. So, again, rain out there today and tonight. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Anybody got anything to say out there, just give us a call. But a couple of things. You know, the Boeing MAX 737s, these ones that, you know, two of them fell out of the sky, and Boeing's put a hold on delivering any more. And they're trying to figure it out. But there was a third incident the day before last year when the first one, the Lion Airlines, crashed. An incident the day before, same plane, it did this. The same plane. When they put it on autopilot, things start to happen. Not in all planes, but in some planes, the speed went up. It went up, and it rose quickly. The engines are running at full speed, and it drops, and it comes up and drops. They were trying to go through the manual. The two pilots are going through the manual trying to figure out what's going on. When a third pilot, and it wasn't mentioned, a third pilot just riding deadhead, which is what they call it, figured out the problem, jumped in there, and saved everybody. The next day, according to the reports, that same plane crashed. And now Boeing is blowing it out, and they're saying there's been all types of comments about this. They sold 3,400 of these planes. They haven't delivered them yet. Mm. Right now they're trying to figure out they're saying it's a software glitch.
Wow.
Could be, and they're trying to fix it and making changes. But I found that very interesting. Here's the thing that bothers me. It happened the day before in the same plane. Something inexplicably happened. Another pilot, otherwise that one would have crashed, another pilot saved it. And yet that plane wasn't grounded. Let's go to the phones. Nick, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I had to laugh at you and Ken Murray oh. yesterday.
Why?
I have to laugh at us, too, sometimes.
Well, you know what? You brought up Proposition 13, and old Ken, well, you know, the state, when they didn't cut in spending. And you know what? Nobody spent money, Redding's money, any more than Ken Murray. He couldn't give it away fast enough. He was just like Christian Schrader, trading it for votes. And I've got some examples.
Okay.
Hey, one of them was down at the Tea Party when Ken Murray debated Patrick Jones, and he was claiming he was the only certified negotiator. And Jones says, yeah, the police union asked for 23% raise, and you gave it to him, and you call that negotiations. Murray didn't have anything to say.
Oh, boy.
You know this bridge over here on Cyprus with the lights on the side that look like an ice cream cone? That yeah. was Ken Murray's idea. That cost us over $250,000. And there was some complaining about that at the time, and he just called us a bunch of uneducated hicks that didn't have any taste.
Oh, now, he didn't say that.
Oh, yes, he did.
Exactly. Oh.
You weren't in town yet.
I wasn't in town, Nick.
And then he went to China on Redding's dime. He took a group of his buddies to China and represented us in some world trade show as a rodeo town and a bunch of that. He claims that IASCO came here as a result of that trip, but IASCO was here already. And then the police station. Ken Murray and Leonard Modi are the reason that the police are in that little box where they're at right now. There was other proposals. One was the building just south of Redding Medical Center, that two-story there that Caltrans has. Redding could have got that for a song.
They could have gotten the one across the street.
Yes, that same one there. Now, that wasn't set up for earthquake safety and all
yeah,
that
stuff.
Yeah,
that's true. That's true.
But they
yeah.
could have moved some of the departments that's not required in from the Taj Mahal, and the police could have took over a floor of the Taj Mahal.
Well, you know what? It's dangerous in our city hall nowadays when the ceilings are falling in.
Yeah, 18 years. You would have think that. You know, I was at the meeting last night.
And?
Oh, boy, it was very interesting. But getting back to the police station, Ken Murray was holding out for a state-of-the-art type deal, and they wanted an underground firing range where they had simulated urban warfare type stuff going on.
Urban warfare.
Holding out to spend probably $50 or $60 million, and now you see what they wound up with, and this is a direct result of Ken Murray. Now, getting to the meeting last night, Barry Tippin got up there and proposed a $80,000 engineering design
study
to fix the roof.
I know, I heard that.
And, you know, it was just comical. And then they tried to take an awarded contract away from Carroll's Office Machines. They awarded it on February 4th, and Christian Schrader and Barry Tippin, they wanted it to go to Ray some damn thing.
Another guy. But it's another local business.
Well, no, it's not local. It's owned by a hedge fund in New York City. It's a local franchise.
Yeah, well, but it's a local franchise.
Yes. Well,
it's run by somebody here, a local guy hiring local people.
That's right. And Craig, so it's Craig's. Craig's is
and I understand, and I understand
years.
That, too.
But the thing is,
did they explain why?
Craig's estimate came in $73,000 cheaper over a period of 5 years. But Christian Schrader and Barry Tippin wanted Raymond Myers, I think is the name of it,
mm-hmm.
to get that contract, and it just stunk of good old boyism.
So what happened?
They had a presentation, a 10-minute presentation from each one, and then a couple of people spoke. I was one of them. I pointed out it stunk of good old boyism. And Adam McLean and Julie Winter, they kind of had a sour taste in their mouth, but they voted for Craig's.
Well, who won?
Craig's.
Oh, okay. Well, you said that's only two people voting for it.
Well, Michael DeQuisto and Adam
Aaron
Reisner voted for it, and they were the ones that represented the city of Reading.
So who voted against it?
Well, Christian.
Okay. Well, you know what? Aaron was on the other day. We brought this up. And she said, "You know, I'm really going to look into it." And I've talked to a couple other city council members, and there's a variety of things that besides the lower bid, and we got to run. Besides the lower bid, there's other things that go along with it. So my question was, well, is the other guy going to do that too? I think part of it is that and that's not a reason to do it, because there was no problems with Ray Meyer's work. They really liked what he did. That's why. That's why they looked at it. But the other one, if they can do everything they can, it's the lowest bidder, it's a local guy, guess what? That's where I go.
They do it for Shasta County, some of the educational places
around
run. Here. They have as good a track record as the other guy.
Okay,
thanks,
Nick.
We got to take a break here.
Thanks, Nick.
On KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, you feel like talking about something this morning, give us a call at 605-4567.
We're ready.
We're going to take a break. Come back. We're going to give some love to our sponsors.
There you go.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene.
But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final show down for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
And now, Carl and Linda Botts. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and not 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Well, good morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by
Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, the only place in town we go to buy our guns. They have all the guns, different types. They have all the accessories. They have the classes. They have it all, and veterans get discounts at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur, open today through Saturday.
Well, I'm here, you know, on this Wednesday. It always means five things you need to know. So we're going to go through the headlines and see what your response is. Number one, the Mueller probe. His office is very busy. Does that mean the special counsel investigation will end soon? No one has any idea, but the Mueller team. A member yesterday asked a federal judge for a deadline extension in response to a request to unseal court documents in Paul Manafort's now wrapped criminal case. Also, new disclosures in the probe may explain President Trump's recent erratic behavior. Search warrants related to Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen revealed that the inquiry into whether the Trump Organization is implicated in the campaign finance case all involving hush money payments to women before the 2016 election is likely still open.
Well, you know what the Mueller probe is, that all of a sudden Pelosi and these others are pulling back saying, we're not going to go into impeachment. It's because they know that there's nothing in there about collusion with Russia. All the indictments they've had have nothing to do with collusion with Russia, which is what they started on, based on a report, a specious report that wasn't even true, that was pushed through by Lisa Page and these other people who said they knew, you know, they had planned on it and all these things had gone on. This thing is so stinky. It's so stinky that every time you see that what's going on in there, you want to hold your nose and run in a different direction.
Okay, number two, electoral college. Electoral college actually. So, in a CNN town hall, Democratic presidential candidate Elizabeth Warren said she supports getting rid of it, and she isn't the first Democratic to process such an overhaul.
You know why? It's because they're idiots. They know nothing about our country or our Constitution. Electoral college was built because it would protect the smaller states from the larger states. Otherwise, you have everything decided by New York and the East and the West Coast because of the numbers. Take a look at how people voted across the United States. If it wasn't for those centers in New York and a couple other heavy population centers, Trump would have never had a chance if it was a simple vote like that. It's an electoral college. We're a republic. We are not a democracy. It's to protect people.
Many experts agree.
And Elizabeth Warren is an idiot.
Many experts agree any changes to the electoral system would
be complex. She's probably going to say she's Navajo next.
Okay, Christchurch attack. In the aftermath of last week's terrorist attack in New Zealand, and I watched this morning. This is very moving. All eyes have turned towards the country prime minister, which is Jacinda Ardern. She gave a powerful address to a parliament in which she urged people not to speak the name of the attacker who took the life of 50 Muslims. I love what she said. Speak the names of those who were lost rather than the name of the man who took them.
You know,
these are words wrong. Those words are wrong around the world right now.
Those men are that man was a terrorist. Anybody that helped him with this, and unfortunately, on the downside of this, New Zealanders, honest, law-abiding New Zealanders are going to lose their rights. They're going to lose their rights for owning firearms.
Mm-hmm.
They're just going to take them away. And, you know, and because of this one man who's not even a New Zealander, he's from Australia. And the most specious thing about this, too, is they're trying to tie him into Trump. Oh, you know, if Trump hadn't, been there, blah, blah, blah. And it's so wrong. The guy is a terrorist. He's a Marxist, or not a Marxist, but he's an anarchist. Anyway, it's terrible. And that attack, just like any type of an attack,
but I think
it's
that's,
terrible, whether it's one or 50.
I think that this is the way to go, is to, in the future, for any of these things, which we know are going to happen, I hate to say that, they don't talk about the person who did it.
Yeah, he just disappears.
Disappears.
He or she just disappears off the news. They talk about the victims and the survivors, and then you move on.
And
that person is never heard of again.
Right. Number four, Brexit. The countdown is on. A no-deal Brexit is happening March 29th unless UK Prime Minister Theresa May can get an extension. She's headed to Brussels tomorrow to meet with the remaining 27 EU leaders to make the request, and they'll most likely agree to it. So, no, the year-long drama that has been Brexit is unlikely to end soon.
Brexit, people voted for it. They voted to leave the European Union, and May is fighting it. And, you know, it's going to cost her prime ministership, if that's a word.
I have two more things here. Number five, Monsanto, the controversial agricultural biotech giant, was just dealt a fierce blow in court. A federal jury this week found that the company's product Roundup, the most widely used chemical weed killer in the world, was a substantial factor in causing cancer in a 70-year-old man.
Yeah, you know what? This is really strange because they've been using Roundup now for, what, decades? And this one guy gets it. And now they're saying the company, I mean, is, you know what? I mean, juries, here's why lawyers don't want to take their cases to juries. Juries can get swayed by emotional and all these things. But here's the thing is, Monsanto has been using this product for decades. Roundup, we use it. And I mean, we use Roundup on those little things on the bricks and all that. That's what we use.
I'll tell you something.
I'm just saying though, is
you go to the doggy park, for instance, and people say, you know, they're up in arms about Roundup and animals licking it because it does cause cancer. Obviously, it's a case that's been found, and
one
it's
case.
Deadly.
One
well,
case.
It's like the old weed killers. People are trying to change it so it's more, you know,
eco-friendly. Okay.
And people-friendly anyway, and animal-friendly.
Well, it is. You know, that's the big case.
And finally, okay, we talked about before the guy who was the baseball player, I can't think of his name, that had some outrageous figure for signing with the team.
It was like $30 million.
Oh, no. You want to hear one that's just going to blow your mind?
Here's a new one.
Okay, just like the numbers are just staggering. Mike Trout nets the largest contract in sports at $430
million. He's earned it.
$430 million for playing a kid's game.
Ashley. Who's Mike Trout?
Baseball player.
Well, yeah, but let's go to the phones. Barbara, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning.
Whoever else is in the office with you.
Well, we have Ashley sitting here. There's okay. Sue back over in the control room.
What's on your mind?
I got so much on my mind, I don't know where to begin. But I want to get on something that our friend Chris Plant talked about last night. God, by the way, I love that guy. And he's awesome. But he talked about these delicate things. And evidently 11 states in Colorado went through with theirs. They're trying to find ways to have all their delegates, whoever has the popular vote, the delegates will put all their votes to that person.
Well, yeah, and, you know what? They're taking away the they're saying that instead of percentages.
Exactly. So they're going to throw it. I mean, again, there you go. You're going to have your big populated areas running the country.
Yeah, and that's, you know, and that's what we have to fight against. You know what?
Yes, yes.
How about this? How about a percentage? Yeah. It should be. Well, I think it's, you know what? If you have a percentage, like in California, they do that. You know, they, you know, whatever it goes, all the votes go to one person. I think it should be percentages. If 65% of the people vote Democrat, they get 65% of electoral college. If 40% vote or 35% vote Republican, they get 35% of electoral college votes out of a state. This is ridiculous. This is bypassing the electoral college thing.
My thought is it'll be a disaster for this country and our Constitution, no doubt about it.
Yeah, we are not a democracy. We are a republic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I listen to you guys all the time. I love hearing it. I love the way you do the local stuff and all. And thanks for taking my call this morning.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Ashley, we got a couple minutes here.
Yeah, come on and pop in.
Oh, never mind.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, come
yeah,
on in. You've got some
good
news
before we take our break.
All right. Some of you may know out there that I also run Aspen House Publishing, and we help self-published authors get their books from writing the end in a Word document to actually making money off of it. We're kind of that bridge piece. So we are also holding a writer's retreat, and we just got the reservations made yesterday. They opened up yesterday, and within hours we had our reservations made. So we will be at Manzanita Lake this year, and that is June 19th through the 23rd. So if you have any writers out there, you can contact the station, contact Aspen House Publishing, and we can get you hooked up. We haven't set prices because we're still working on getting guest speakers and all of that.
This is for people that want to be writers.
Yep. Hey, it's a retreat in a seminar, a training session.
Yes. So in the writers' retreats are just a place to unplug to strengthen your skills. We will have all of our expert team there, and we're looking at doing either two sessions or three sessions a day, and those will mostly be in the afternoon and evening. So no alarm clocks. You wake up and there'll be food there, and you just pick up a writing prompt. You watch the sunrise over Manzanita Lake and just write in the morning. And then the afternoon, you build your skill set. That's kind of the model we have going right now.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I'd like to do that and not write anything, just lay there.
Go for it.
No alarm clock, eat and watch the sunrise.
Oh, yep. I could do that. And then while everybody else is writing, I could just kind of like lay on the beach there. Okay. Okay, we're going to be talking a lot more about this in the next couple months.
Yeah, this has been something in the works for a while for Aspen House. And so we're finally allowed to make it public and start getting people as excited as I am about it. So if any listeners out there are interested, June 19th through the 23rd, you're on your way into work right now, put in your time off request notice now.
That's it. Excellent. But you're going to hear more about this in the upcoming weeks, but it's coming quick.
Yep.
Hey, all looking right out there, looks like we have the home show.
We have the home show here.
And I think we also have, we'll talk about this after we win some prizes.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back here on KCNR 96.5 FM. Carl and Linda Bonner, Free Fire Radio on 460 AM, your talk radio.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in. Check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Look at Brian Dolly's record in Sacramento. Dolly voted for amnesty for 11 million illegal aliens, granting them all the rights of citizenship, even though they break our laws. And Dolly voted against President Trump's border security plan. Brian Dolly even praises the liberal assembly speaker from Los Angeles, the leading advocate for sanctuary laws. Living in Sacramento has changed Brian Dolly. Now he's part of the problem.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning, everybody. 20th of March at 7:35 in the morning, and this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know what? They're your neighbors. They're your friends. You can do business with Cornerstone Community Bank. They want you to experience how they're moving local dreams forward. Cornerstone Community Bank.
And it's currently 52 degrees in the downtown studios. Good morning to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Showers today with our high of 59 and our lows of 47. Tomorrow we are going to have slight chances of showers and partly sunny. So it's going to be like almost yesterday, 63 with low of 48. And as we progress through the week, rain on Friday, rain on Saturday, and Sunday looks like it's mostly sunny with a high of 66.
Sunday's going to be a beautiful day.
Shasta Gas Propane brings you the weather.
Hey, you know what? If Jeff and Katie are with us, it's got to be that time of the year of the home show. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Katie Ball and Jeff Eckelberger. Cookie Monster.
Yes. The Cookie Monster guy. So talk to us, Jeff. Tell us about the home show.
So, we've been doing the home show for quite some many years. Last year we added the Love Your Pet Expo with Katie. And just been a great success.
So let's go backwards a bit. Let's talk a little bit about your store and then how you got into the home show, because we do know from your name of your store, which is the
Cookies and Yogurt.
Cookies and yogurt. Mm-hmm. That you have some of the most beautiful ornaments and home decor.
We do.
Absolutely. So that means do you do the buying?
I don't. Shirley does all the buying.
Well, Shirley's got great taste. So anyway, so that brings us kind of like, is that what, how the home show began and how you got involved?
So the home show began first.
Okay.
And then the cookie store came later.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, surprisingly enough.
All right. So the home show first, cookie store later.
Yep. How do you get into cookies?
Well, you know.
I mean, really.
Yeah. So there are a lot of our family recipes, and my uncle started it. He didn't live here. And so it wasn't going well. So we bought it at that point, and then it just took off.
Well, yeah, it sure has. But you all have some dynamite cookies.
Yeah, you have three. Have a third one. Can we talk a little bit? Has that launched?
Yep. So Mount Shasta Mall is open. Open January 15th. Doing good.
Is that like? Is it inside this?
It's inside. It's right at Center Court, right across from the Pretzel Place.
Okay.
It's just cookies and yogurt at this point.
Love it.
As soon as our new Christmas arrivals get in here, June, July, it'll be a little bit more Christmas.
So you're going to have almost like an year-round Christmas thing. Yeah. Oh, I love it. Okay. So
there's something about being able to go in and see Christmas stuff in July.
Right.
You know?
I think all year-round Christmas stores in Folsom
and
in Nevada City do very well.
There's one in Albuquerque, New Mexico, in Old Town.
And we were there. Yeah,
I mean,
it
is just filled with everything Christmas. Yeah.
So that brings you into, how did you hook up and team up with Katie?
So, Katie had a show just a week away from us, I think, and then it was, a week behind us. And,
Love Your Pet Expo,
yeah, love
right?
Love Your Pet. And just your home and pet related, like that's all, it's just a natural fit for us.
I like that. I think that you can be even more powerful and successful when you team up with two. So have you noticed the numbers that are better with the two coming together, combining?
The other really nice thing about it is that makes the home show now pet friendly.
Yeah.
So people can bring their pets to the home show. And what, I mean, it's perfect right now, the timing. Is that, like you look at Sheraton, it's very pet friendly, and you've got little, water fountains down there and can have your pets. So people are starting to think that people don't travel. A lot of people won't travel if they can't take their pets.
Exactly. And that's kind of what we've kind of moved towards is pet friendly as long as they're on leash. And like I said, Pet Expo is Saturday and Sunday, and we're Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay. Well, tell us what we're going to see.
Well, at the home show, obviously, Axner, they do that great landscape display. They started yesterday, and they've got their schematic. It looks awesome as ever. Cindy does a great job out there. Then anything for the house. We have remodeling. You have pest control. Anything that you think you're going to need for the home, you're going to find it there. Also, Friday is our senior day, so all of our seniors get a free gift. And then we do the 1,000 free plants every day. So
1,000 free plants?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we take a little six-pack cut in half. So not much, but there is a $4 admission fee. Going to get a free plant. Going to get the seeds. So,
isn't that great? That's wonderful.
It's a great show.
Yeah.
So
the only problem is when I go to the show, is that Lynn gets all these ideas.
Exactly.
And it takes me weeks, if not months, to make her forget them.
Yeah.
You know, I have to, you know, I said, well, what about today? I said, well, okay, let's go out and plant today. Oh, my gosh, looks like a cloud out there.
Yeah. We could be,
oh, my gosh. Oh, and now it's too hot. Oh,
yeah.
Wow. Hey, honey, I'm here. Look, I even bought one of those little, what do you call those things? Those little trowel thingies.
So, Katie, you have a, don't you have a store?
We did have a store.
You did have a store. So what's happening with your organization besides this big show?
Okay, well, the Love Your Pet Expo Sanctuary, you know, is a sanctuary for blind and special needs animals. Right now I'm putting together baskets for the show, and we have a new, very, very pregnant calico. And she thinks she's a really good help, but she just knocks things on the floor. Mm-hmm. And her belly's so big that when she walks through, she's knocking things on the floor. So it's quite amusing, but she doesn't think it's funny. But she'll never have babies again. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
So, yeah, so we're just plugging on along. Just, you know, the fire came right up to our property, so now
right.
We've got all the wildlife that have come on to the property as well. And we've expanded now from 2.5 acres to 8.5 acres.
Where are you located?
We're located off Keswick and Lake Boulevard.
She has 35 turkeys around there, too.
Yeah. But you're not welcome. I'm sorry, yeah. Carl.
But if I just came out to look at them, though.
Oh, you're welcome.
Could I practice calling?
No.
This is pet-friendly, that these are to look at and admire, right? You know.
Yeah, these are guys that just came onto our property because of the fire. There's not enough there. And
yeah. So. But tell us about your organization.
We're an organization for the blind. So when the other rescues in the area, all the way from Southern Oregon to Southern California, have what they deem non-adoptable, they will call me. And I will come out and evaluate, assess, and decide if this is an animal that's a fit for our sanctuary, because we do not adopt out. We're a forever home.
Now, this is for animals with special needs, though, right?
Special needs.
Okay.
I actually, right now, I'm just doing the blind.
Okay. All right. That's,
isn't
you know
that,
what? That's
wonderful?
That is wonderful. And when people that have hearts that big. And, I, you know, of course, I'm kidding about the turkey thing. But you know what? I can understand. You know, now, are you getting wild? Did you get wildlife that were forced out?
We have so much wildlife. We have 3 does that are on our property right next door. My parents live, and they've got 18 acres. We have 18 acres. And mm-hmm. So they have the 8 bucks, but the 3 does are on our side of the fence. So it's beautiful. And then the turkeys, they go up on my parents' roof. And there's 35 of them, and they're pretty big, and they can hear them up there. And so
you got to get a photo of them for
skunks,
me.
And
yeah.
The
skunks
and the raccoons and just,
people
yeah.
talk about animals in the fire, and I read an interesting article about it that you know animals have evolved also so much, and fires have been a part of their evolution also, and that a lot of the wildlife does get away.
Yeah.
Because I mean, slithering or going down in the holes or running, but it's in them to be able to escape. I mean, of course, not all of them, but
and
many
see,
of them
we're doing
do.
Good for them because yeah. where they sleep, we treat for ticks and fleas because, of course, they're on our property
right.
where
right.
our
oh, yeah.
blind dogs run and stuff. So, yeah, it's we're pretty big. We have an aviary the size of most people's yards, and we're a release site for Shasta Wildlife for, like, albinos, pigeons and doves and things that are too tame to be released.
Mm-hmm.
So they are released into the aviary. So we also
wow.
work with that side of it and that spectrum as well. This is our huge fundraiser. We've got an amazing silent and live auction at the show this weekend. So that's our big – this is our big fundraiser. Instead of doing like a spaghetti dinner,
mm-hmm. right,
we do something that the community can come out. We've got all kinds of carnival games, the Easter Bunny. We'll do an Easter egg hunt for dogs with toys and tennis balls and things like that. So since we weren't sure about the rain, we're doing everything indoors.
So that's this week in Love Your Pet Expo with the Spring Home and Garden Show, Rain or Shine indoor event. That's Saturday and Sunday, and also Friday Senior Day. Very, very exciting. Okay, so we've got 1 minute left. Jeff, this is the 12th year.
Yeah. Oh, no.
My 12th year.
Your 12th year. And so how many years for the home show?
Boy, I've been doing home shows, Christmas shows, since I was.
Yeah, because 16. It's been going on since we've been here.
Yeah.
Since we started the station. So that's over 10 right there. Yeah. Plus, you've been doing it before that, I'm sure. Yeah,
and I bought the company in 86.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
That's a long time.
So, okay.
Both ages away.
Now, buy one ticket, get one free. Is that.
No, you guys should be giving away free passes.
We are.
Yep.
Okay, 605-4567. We're going to give two away right now for this weekend, the Home and Garden Expos, and absolutely save the date. So with this, you buy a ticket. What do we
get? We've got other tickets. Yeah.
Those are being passed out at Macy's.
Oh. Okay.
They have about 5,000 of them.
So. But we do have tickets.
We do have tickets.
Entry fee gets you into both shows.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's give away two right now, 605-4567. So excited to have you guys in the studio today. Yes.
Thank you.
You know what? And thank you for what you do, too. I mean, the home show is another part of our culture here.
Beautifying.
And a lot of people come down and get great ideas, pick up stuff and all this. It's really, it's part of who we are up here. Yeah. And then Katie, with yours, Save the Pet Expo. I mean, you take animals nobody else would. They live out their lives in happiness and contentment.
Spoiled.
Spoiled.
That's good juju, though, you know.
The aviary, I really like that. I mean, I bet that's really interesting, aviary. Aviary, that big.
It's beautiful.
I bet it is. Do you take tours? You don't take tours through the area, do you?
We do some tours, yes. And we also have pictures on our website, theloveyourpetexpo.com.
Okay.
We're going to go ahead and give two more tickets away because the phones are ringing right now. So let's go ahead and we'll do two sets.
Two sets of tickets.
Yeah.
We'll have this, we'll save the rest
popular
of
them event.
To yeah. tomorrow and then give
Who doesn't want to see your latest siding and roofing and fountains and all the things that, you know, and with this weather, which spring is just, you it's know, we're so just, close. Whoa. Yeah.
I know. Like, this is paint the house year.
Yeah. Just remember that, all of our vendors are local. Katie's local. This is a local event. This is something that Reading, it gets behind every year.
You know what? We need to push our local economy. We need to go to our local people. You know, since we've started this, it's always buy local, stay local. If you have to because you can't find it there, then you go to a big box store here. Because at least they're paying taxes and they're paying people here. That's if you can't find it in your local shop. Never buy online.
I don't like to buy online.
Because, we've got to continue to build
really
our economy,
don't.
As you know, and as we as local businessmen, we're all in this thing together here. Yeah. And the people here in our community. And
I'm willing to pay
$15-$20
more not buying online, even if it's a big box store, because I want the money to stay local and I want to see it and feel it and just feel like I just don't want to go online. That's just me. People say, don't you buy your clothes online? No.
No. No, she doesn't.
Nope.
No, she likes to hold them and rub them.
I do, yeah. I mean, like a clothing rack, for instance, the other day. I mean, I spent $30 more on a clothing rack to buy it locally rather than buying it online, and I was proud. I felt like, not that I'm better, but I said, no, I bought it online because I think our taxes should stay local. Aren't you a local business? And they're like, kicking their dirt. And I'm like, well.
Jeff Eckelberger from Cookies and Yogurt and Katie Ball from Love Your Pet. And they're having the home show and they Love Your Pet Expo this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We've already given away a bunch of tickets. We'll give a bunch more here tomorrow. And you can find, if you can't buy a ticket or if you can't get them from us, you can buy one ticket, get one free at Macy's.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.
We'll be right back after these messages.
And name our winners.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Linda Bott, along with Carl on Free Fire Raider 750. Carl.
Carl who?
Carl Raider.
And so I got
I've got a cookie
name.
In my mouth. I
you
am
do,
just a,
from cookies and yogurt.
Yeah, it was, and it's a peanut butter. I go right. That's my favorite.
I went to oatmeal.
Ridiculous. I'm sorry, but hey, so good. Oh, Jeff,
this
that
portion
was great.
Of the show brought to you by Craftmaster Windshield Repair. Craftmaster Windshield Repair, totally professional, old school, guarantees his work. Whether it's a little bitty chip or a crack over 2.5 feet in length, a better known business. Like I said, he guarantees his work for life. 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373. Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Good morning. What are we looking at me? What?
I was asking you to turn my headphones up.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was trying to get your attention while he was still talking. So,
okay, how's that? How are you?
That's better.
Say when.
Okay, yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Does anybody else feel the humidity today?
It's almost like the sky is falling with rain.
Okay, Stephen, you won tickets for the home show, and Bonnie Sharp, you won tickets as well. We have a third caller. We're not sure yet. We got to see what kind of bundle we received. So I'm not really sure how many we were giving away, but so I'll give that person a call here at probably after the 9 o'clock hour when our girl gets in. She picked up the tickets yesterday.
Do you remember the IASCO case from last year? IASCO, of course, is the flight training school
yes,
we have here
yes,
in Reading.
There was
been
a,
here for a long time.
Somebody was kidnapped and held for ransom
well,
or something
no,
like that.
See, that's
See, and that's what we get in the news. We get it just it's so extreme, and that's not it. That's not what happened.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. See, that's not what happened. What happened was the guy was failing. He couldn't speak English well enough. You can't speak English, you can't talk to control towers, because English is the language they all talk to control towers in. So he couldn't speak English well enough. So he wasn't doing well in his class. He wasn't showing up. So they wanted him to leave. Well, somehow this turned into a brouhaha he didn't want to leave. So I'm not leaving, but you can't stay here in the school. Your visa says you have to go to school. Well, Jonathan McCauley and Kelsey Holster from the school went over there to pick him up, put him on the plane, and send him home.
Oh, okay.
Well, that ends up in him saying he's not going. There's accusations that McConnelly threw him down on the ground, threatened to break his arm. All these things went on. Well, somebody's calling the police. They get arrested for kidnapping. Oh, and then they take him to the airport. Well, here come the police. Police arrest them both for kidnapping and assault and all these different things. This was last year. Now, this guy... McCovey, McConkey, he's a pilot. He gets a felony. That's it for him. No more flying, no more nothing, anything. Well, and so this has been going on for about a year now. All the charges were reduced to misdemeanors. They have a video of it, and the accusations that he had pushed him down were totally false. Did he say, I'm going to break your arm if you don't get into it? That may have happened, according to court. So it ends up after all of this, reduced to misdemeanors. They pled no contest in the court. He gets 60 days. Can you believe this? He gets 60 days in jail, but he can serve it electronically. You know, but I'm looking out here in our town of these people that are doing things every day. They don't get sentenced to 60 days in jail. They don't even get electronic, ankle bracelets. Anyway, so he's going to do that. He stays on probation 3 years, and they take everything off the record. That's fair. Because this was something that had never happened yet. A lot of people said, this is totally not the person we know.
Is he a flight risk?
He's not a flight risk. He is a flight risk because he flies all the time. Okay, I got it. But then Kelsey Holson, the woman, they just said informal probation. I'm not sure what informal probation means. Is that like, okay, stay out of trouble? Anyway.
All right.
But this thing was such a mess, and it just was – this thing got just plowed into and plowed into and plowed into for days. And then you find out that, there's nobody being knocked down or pushed down. And the guy was past his visa. He was failing out of the class. His mom offers money to the China office over there. I mean, like they said, a paper bag full of money to keep him. I mean, all this stuff came out during the trial.
Can I segue in that about being down and maybe being passed and holding a record or whatever? This guy, his name is Andy Steinfeld. Holds the record for the longest plank. Don't look. I want to tell you what it is.
Okay.
Quit looking at my stuff.
How old is he? Is that part of it?
39 minutes. Do you know what it is to hold a plank for a minute?
Does everybody know what a plank is?
Okay.
That's where you come up on your elbows and your toes. And you stay there, and so it really works on the core.
Core.
Your stomach and all that. And everything.
Now, he's doing it on where your elbows. You could do it with your hands, like a push-up. Just imagine you're doing a push-up, but you don't go down.
But you
down.
Stay in the up position the whole time. But this way, it's on the elbows.
Elbows. So he held it for 36 minutes, 58 seconds.
36 minutes.
The guy is 71 years old.
Nice.
Well, if I practice real hard.
You can watch someone do it.
You can.
And I get the right channel, or I look on Facebook today, I can watch him do it, right?
Yep. And that is the most amazing. Anyway, so the motivational speaker, an extreme senior athlete, recently finished radiation treatment for prostate cancer.
I understand if you're a guy, you live long enough, we all get it. But, but if you get it when you're 85, it usually takes like 20 years to do
it. So he says it helps motivate others to overcome challenges and maintain a positive attitude, that he can hold a plank I just think that's fabulous. Headline news. I think that's how we end our 7 o'clock break. We're going to go into our 8 o'clock hour here.
Sure,
on Free Fire Radio on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We'll see you after the break.
A couple guys in first class on a flight from New York to Los Angeles. Kind of making small talk, killing time, flirting with the flight attendants. 30,000 feet above could be Oklahoma. Just a bunch of square cornfields and wheat farms, man, it all looks the same. Miles and miles of back roads and highways connect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Severe flooding across several Midwestern states, showing no signs of easing this week.
In Nebraska, where the governor says it's the most widespread disaster in state history, Vice President Pence got a look yesterday, visiting a town west of Omaha virtually cut off by flooding.
We're going to stand with you. We're going to make sure that the federal resources are available for these families, these communities.
The flooding in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and elsewhere began after a massive late winter storm. The Army Corps of Engineers says swollen rivers have breached more than a dozen levees, killing livestock and crops. People in one northern Illinois village along the Rock River say kids have walked or kayaked through floodwaters to get the school bus. Sagar Magani, Washington.
It's called Zulresso, the first drug specifically designed to treat postpartum depression. It has won FDA approval. Zulresso, an IV drug administered over 2.5 days. It is expensive, costing an estimated $20,000 or more per treatment. Prime Minister Theresa May says Britain would like to linger a while longer in the European Union.
The UK seeks an extension to the Article 50 period until the 30th of June.
May informing Parliament that she has asked the EU to delay Britain's departure until the end of June. The UK currently scheduled to exit the European Union at the end of this month. UN appeals judges have upheld the convictions of former Bosnian Serb leader Radovan Karadzic for genocide, war crimes, and crimes against humanity. In fact, they've increased his sentence from 40 years to life. Fed policymakers wrapping up their latest meeting today. Analysts looking for no change in short-term interest rates. On Wall Street this hour, stocks in the red, the Dow down about 51 points. The NASDAQ Composite Index is off 3, and the S&P 500 Index down 6 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's so nice now that the kids are asleep.
Cheers.
We got the kids, our house, a stable income.
Checking off all the boxes.
But there's one box we haven't checked off.
What's that?
Life insurance.
We don't need to think about that now. We're young.
That's why now is the best time. Life insurance gets more expensive the older you get.
But I don't have time to do a blood test. It's such a hassle to meet with someone just to get a quote.
Not with Ethos.
Ethos?
It's a modern kind of life insurance. You just answer 4 quick questions at getethos.com and get a free instant quote. No pushy salespeople. And no medical exams required for policies covering under $1 million. You can apply online in just 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Let's do it.
But then what will we do for the rest of the night?
I'm sure we can think of something.
Get your free instant quote and submit your complete application in minutes. Just go to getethos.com. That's ETHOS. Getethos.com. GetEthos.com.
Iran looks to strengthen its ties to Syria. We get the latest from the Media Line's Charles Deblazer.
Russia's defense minister met Syrian leader Bashar al-Assad in Damascus, hailing what he described as their joint fight against international terrorism. Moscow intervened militarily in the conflict in 2015 and is credited, along with Iran, with turning the tide in favor of Assad, who has retaken much of the country. But the East continues to be held by the U.S.-supported Syrian Democratic Forces, which recaptured a strategic encampment in Baghouz, leading to the surrender of hundreds of ISIS members. The terror group now retains only a sliver of land along the Euphrates River, and its anticipated fall will mark the end of the Islamic State's self-declared caliphate. I'm Charles Biblazer, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
And again on Wall Street this hour, the Dow down 53 points. News and analysis at themedialine.org and at townhall.com.
Federal investigators releasing nearly 100 documents detailing last year's fatal accident between a truck and a trainload of Republican lawmakers in Virginia.
National Transportation Safety Board spokesman Keith Holloway said the information was made public in anticipation that a final report may be issued soon. The document release does not change the basics of what authorities say happened. The train had struck a trash truck that entered a railroad crossing after the safety gates had come down. One of the truck's passengers died. A congressman on the train suffered a concussion and others sustained minor injuries. The documents include photos and interviews and preliminary reports on the January 2018 accident that occurred about 125 miles southwest of Washington in the town of Crozet. Keith Peters, Washington.
A federal court jury in San Francisco finds that Monsanto's Roundup weed killer was a substantial factor in a California man's cancer. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's the 20th of March, 2019. Today is first day of spring, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, and community. And, of course, I'm here with Linda, who's sitting here in awe looking at this, the United States largest baby ever born.
Well, that's not true.
Oh, it's not? Okay, no. I thought it was.
The largest was 22 pounds, but died 11 hours later.
Okay.
This one is 15 pounds, 15 ounces, wait, 15 pounds, 5 ounces, measuring 23 inches long, heaviest baby born in this Ogden Medical Center in New York.
Oh, okay. I thought
heaviest baby born in the state.
Okay.
Anyway, so there
you go. Which one looked like today, baby?
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to our 8 o'clock hour on this Wednesday, 8:06 in the morning, currently 52 degrees. Showers with a high of 59 and a low overnight lows of 47. Tomorrow calls for mostly cloudy with lows of around, our overnight lows around 48 and temperatures around 61, reaching to rain all day. And Friday calls for overnight lows of 45 and our highs around 63. Saturday, partly cloudy but clearer skies with lows of 43. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 66. The weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, family owned. Well, we could still say our customers are warm friends. That maybe people still are putting on their heaters. Not sure.
Well, I tell you, I was just up in Shingletown. It was 42 degrees up there during the day, and we were still, I couldn't get the truck, even in four-wheel drive, couldn't get it up to where we usually hang out and hunt turkeys up there. So
all right.
We had to walk in the last half mile.
And we thank our sponsors, Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, who bring us this first segment of our show for all your jewelry needs, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading.
There you go. And you know what, Tom? Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. How are you?
Tom's on his cell phone because
good
he's
morning,
always at
Tom.
Work. He's either always at work or he's auctioneering something. I want to tell you thank you very much the other day, Tom, when we were at the Shining Care soiree. And I was thinking when they had these earrings, and it started off, you know, everybody was kind of like hanging back. So I just jumped right in there figuring that they, you know, the people would take care of me. And I'm not paying attention. Linda and I are chit-chatting, and we're talking to other people. And then all of a sudden, Tom goes, "Carl, you got yourself a Valentine's Day present." And I went, "Oh.
Oh.
I think you just passed over bids just to do that." Tell me the truth.
No, absolutely not. You were having a lot of fun trying to also help the Shining Star.
Absolutely.
But it was. You know what?
You ended up with a nice present for Linda.
And Les did a great job, by the way. It was a wonderful event.
We have a lot of fun doing MCing events,
right,
and doing some auctioneering.
You could tell.
Is there any truth to the rumor that you two are buying a little compound so that you two can be together even in your off hours?
We do enjoy each other's professional company and a good working relationship.
There is nothing wrong with being buddies.
I was an auctioneer down at the Anderson Rotary Wild Game Feed this last weekend, too, and raised a lot of money for our Anderson Rotary and our scholarship programs down there.
You know, we, as you are, we have a number of events every every weekend. Yeah, and we're looking at, you know, this coming weekend with the full weekend. You know, we had literally, and we're not complaining at all, but, you know, we look at a day that we can have off. And mm-hmm. But I can walk away, Linda and I can walk away from this, and then we can maybe carve out some time for us. But you can't do that. I mean, I know you're always out there doing community events, but you're always on call 24 hours a day, too.
Yep. Even when I'm out of town, my wife gets a little tired of it because the cell phone is an appendage right to my ear all the time and checking emails and going back and forth. And
there's never been a time I've called you, and I try not to call you on frivolous things. You know that. But there's never been a time I've called you. You have not returned a call, and a couple more from Montana and other places.
Yep. Yeah, I was up there visiting a very sick friend who later passed. But, yeah, you're still on the job. And thanks to you, you're involved in some community events. I know one of your passions is helping out the youth with the National Wild Turkey Federation, and then you're probably coming up on a youth hunt here pretty soon.
This weekend, in fact. And this, you know what, I don't know if people realize, but you're hunting, your license fees, you're fishing, well, hunting, you know, all this money, and when you're fishing fees too, all this money goes in to save the habitat and mm-hmm. provide habitat for animals. And, you know, people are against hunting, and it's that they don't realize without hunters and the organizations they have, the flyways that we have now for the ducks and the geese wouldn't be there now because of the millions of acres they bought for habitat, for nesting in safe areas they can fly down through. The National Wild Turkey Federation and the JEG program is we take out a young man or woman or girl, a young boy or girl, 12 to 15, who have never been hunting turkeys before. And we last Sunday we had a class, a 4-hour class and barbecue where they went through and learned etiquette in a blind. They learned about turkeys and the types of ammunition you can use legally, toxic and non-toxic. We had turkey calling classes, and we sighted in all the shotguns so everybody. We know how they're shooting, and we can see if the kids need any extra help.
Getting them started on the right foot, knowing how to be a good sportsman as well.
Yeah, and it's not if you harvest a bird. That's the end of it. The excitement is getting ready for it, and then sneaking out in the dark and getting into a blind, and you're sitting there, and a 15-year-old has to be quiet and not move for an hour.
Is that hard?
Or be on their cell phone.
Oh, I had a 13-year-old. A 13-year-old was very, very difficult for her not to move. And, well, we were sitting out in the bushes there, and her dad's, like, right behind us in another bush. And it's tough. It's tough for anybody. It's tough for an adult.
And those
birds
are very, very wary. And you talk about keen eyesight. Slightest movement will spook them.
And if something is something there now that wasn't there before, they're not sure of that. So,
even your eyes, you said you have to paint your face or cover your face.
Oh,
you can't have.
Oh, no, you've got any type of brightness like that. And inside the blind, because you've got the different little windows open there, is they can look through them, even if you got the mesh. And if they see movement in there, that's not right. There's something wrong here. So I'm in a position I can shoot in three directions because I need that. Or the kid can shoot because adults cannot shoot this weekend. It's just the kids.
Well, good, because I have some items for you, some turkey vests, and I got them at home.
Oh.
And so I'll bring them in, and you could give them to a young man or woman and get them started, too, with some equipment.
Well, next Thursday is our Jake banquet, a week from tomorrow. After we hunt, then Thursday we have a banquet. And there's a lot of donations just like yours. And, Tom, it will be so much appreciated for these young people because, you know, the adults, we're there. We got 26 kids out this year.
Wow.
Which means 26 landowners that are letting us use their land. They may not let anybody else hunt on their land, but they're letting these kids come out that one time.
And that says a lot right there.
Oh, it does. And I can't say enough about Williams and McCoskers and all these and so many other people out there. Hey, let's take an early break so then we can get into time with the sheriff. And I want to talk about, I'm going to kick it off if that's okay. I know you've got a list of things. The Chico Police Department made this announcement at their city council last night or night before about violent crime and how violent crime is so much up in Chico. And I want to hear your take on that, and then, of course, our county and our city. 8:13 in the morning. It's 52 degrees. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, everybody. I hope you're having a good day, and I hope you're having a even better time listening. We'll be right back.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Paid for by Brian Daly for Senate. 2019.
Kevin Kiley voted to help illegal immigrants who are convicted criminals stay in our country. He voted to spend tax dollars helping illegal immigrant students get financial aid. Kevin Kiley worked for Liberal Democrat Kamala Harris, who supports amnesty and let illegal immigrant criminals go rather than prosecute them. Now, Kevin Kiley is distracting voters from his liberal illegal immigration record by deceitfully attacking Brian Daly. The truth is, as Assembly Republican leader, Brian Daly led the fight against sanctuary cities and has always opposed amnesty. Unlike Kevin Kiley, Brian voted against wasting our tax dollars on illegal immigrants. Brian Daly, endorsed by six county sheriffs because he's tough on crime and illegal immigration. Brian Daly, A-rated by the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association because he protects our tax dollars. Reject Kevin Kiley's deceitful smear campaign. Fight amnesty and illegal immigration. Send Reagan Republican Brian Daly to the Senate on March 26th.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Spa, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Spa, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend a day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring farmhouse fresh products for skincare and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Download the Wind River app. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer, announces their new design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. Now with Powerhouse Solar's new design showroom, you can view your property and see your solar design on the spot so you can see what best works for you. Maybe it's a trellis-mounted system, pole-mounted systems, or roof mount. See all the options in Powerhouse Solar's design showroom at 4616 Caterpillar Road. For information, go to powerhousesolar.com or call 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite dealer. The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Freak Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers. Home Helpers, whether it's 2 hours a day or 24 hours a day, it's Sharon Clark and her people. You can give her a call at 226-8350. You can learn more at readinghomehelpers.com. You know what? There's no place like home, and that's what Sharon wants your family to have. Let you keep them in their home with their, where they're their happiest. We're here, of course, with Sheriff Tom Pasinko. And, Tom, I saw the city of Chico, their police chief, made the statement that their violent crime is up like 67%. 67% up. And he's asking for 40 more policemen. He's, you know, the city is, you know, they're People are picketing out there saying, what's going on with our city? Keep our city safe. This is amazing. It's a college town. It's a little bit, you know, it's a cool place to go to, but since I've lived here for 10 years, I see, you know, over there in Chico and that area, there's a lot of things going on, but 67%.
And that can be, especially for smaller agencies, although Chico's a pretty good size, probably about the same size as Reading, if not a little bigger. But we're seeing probably some of the ripple effects from people being released from prison. Some of them with violent backgrounds, and that's been occurring since about 2011 with AB 109. Mm-hmm. We've seen a bunch of crimes reduced, felonies to misdemeanors from Prop 47, and then Prop 57 changed the paroles of who can get out and give more credits. And so more and more people are being released from prison. So that does, in one way, it doesn't surprise me. Here in Shasta County, just a few weeks ago, in a matter of 2 weeks, we saw 3 homicides and an officer-involved shooting in Reading that we're investigating as well. And so there's
what were the homicides?
There was a couple of them. There was one up in Oak Run, Whitmore area, mm-hmm. and we had some down here. So and those are all still being investigated. We have kind of a minimum crew in at detectives just due to staffing issues and mm-hmm. reductions, and they're all stepping
did
up
did they
to,
catch the people that did it?
I think all think of them we have in custody. And one started out as we call a whodunit, and then they identified a suspect right away and got that person in custody. And then, of course, the officer-involved shooting, the suspect was killed, mm-hmm. but we still have to investigate the shooting part, and all that goes to the district attorney, and that's a lot of work involved there.
Okay.
But some of these things with the amount of people getting out of prison and with the way the justice system has changed, that doesn't surprise me.
You know, the we mentioned this you see the number of people on the streets, uh-huh. and you see the number of people that that keep getting arrested over and over again. So with the new beds in jail, with the 12 that are set aside, has that had any impact on crime?
I don't know. That's probably a little bit too early to tell. But the and what Carl is referring with the 12 beds set aside is the Chronic Offender Accountability Program through the District Attorney's Office in partnership with the police and sheriff's office. And that is working well. We've sent some people, our DA's office sent some people off to prison, and that's good. And those people are staying in custody. We still have Shasta's Most Wanted that people get picked up and brought in. But within a matter of about a week, all the beds were full. We had 102 total, and those filled up right away. And it's certainly a help, but it's not a solution to the matter.
Well, I know we've said that probably the only solution is a 500-bed jail, right?
Yeah, our jail is about 35 years old. We have to look at somehow replacing that. Just like any house or anything, it needs a lot of maintenance, especially a commercial operation. It's 35 years old and gets heavy use 24/7. And
how's your roof holding out?
Our roof is okay. We did a new roof a few years ago, and so and those aren't cheap. Usually they're like $500,000 to replace a roof on a big commercial building and stuff. But need to look at other options as well. And I know that the people out in the community have heard about this thing called The Place or the Navigation Center to help homeless issues. And I'm not completely sold on it yet.
Why?
I think one of it can be, number one, the Good News Rescue Mission does a lot of good work here. But in all the years that I know of, the Good News Rescue Mission has never been at capacity. It has never turned people away. They usually have rooms and beds there. And so you have that option there. Then again, they don't offer beds to convicted sex offenders because they do have children at the Good News Rescue Mission, too, that the families are coming in. So they don't allow sex offenders there. And so that's one population that this navigation center could serve. But I think that just adds more programs that help enable homelessness rather than try and solve it. Another issue is they were going to have lockers there so they can store not only personal property, but if they have drugs to store. And so that goes to condoning. To me, I feel it goes to condoning drug use. And the other part is still no accountability. They said, hey, people can come in and take showers. And that's very good that they can have some hygiene. But again, it's not getting into the problem. They're just into the issues of how to solve it. It's still enabling them. Hey, they can come in, use the shower, go home, or not go out back out on the streets. And so how is that solving the issues there? I think there needs to be a lot more things explored before that. There has to be better accountability. If some of the people coming in want to not be homeless anymore, and then look at drug abuse and substance abuse as well as mental health issues, is because many of the people on the streets do have one or both in addition to that, and or being some convicted criminals or sex offenders. So a lot of issues going on there.
I mean, is this insurmountable?
I don't know if it's insurmountable.
Based on where we are with the penal system and the laws have been passed and the fact that they're decriminalizing and carry around, what is it, enough for 33 doses of heroin? So what's that, 3 ounces?
And then the state is sending a message that they're basically condoning and allowing drug use and abuse between the legalization of some of these things and reducing hard drugs like heroin and methamphetamine to misdemeanors. Basically, they get a ticket for it, where it used to be prison eligible, even for some personal possession. And the more things that the freebies they give away, our bump music coming in was appropriate because it was talking about a free ride.
Yeah.
And you keep giving more and more, that attracts people to the area, and it attracts people from out of state, too. And there's an excellent documentary that I just became aware of just this last week.
We talk about this. I want, Ashley, I want you to find this on YouTube and post it on our website.
It's called Seattle is Dying. And Seattle is a major metropolitan area, very similar to Los Angeles, also very liberal in their thought processes and their politics up there.
A very rich city, too.
Very rich.
You remember, honey, when we were coming through Seattle and how many construction, how many of the giant cranes were out there? Something like 6 or 7 cranes in the skyline.
But people are leaving Seattle. They're leaving for other parts of Washington and leaving for other states. Part of it is because of the homelessness issue, and part of it is because of the high rising home costs. Many, people are fleeing San Francisco to get out of the cost of the housing there. And in this documentary, they talk about the issue isn't necessarily homelessness. The root causes are oftentimes substance abuse, drugs and alcohol, and mental health issues that really are some of the root cause of the homelessness part. And it's not just the homeless part. City of Los Angeles has pumped in something like nearly $2 billion to try and solve the homelessness issue, and they haven't. There's still a ton of homeless issues all over there with people camping on the sidewalks and intersections and having their colonies of homeless issues there along the streets. They show this exact same thing in the documentary Seattle is Dying. I was just in Sacramento yesterday, and if you drive along the river on the Garden Highway, which is just off of I-5 that connects I-5 over to the Arden area and Elk Grove area, the camping all along the river there, set up with tents and tarps, much like you see here along the river or off of our Park Marina or anything like that here. And it's just an issue statewide.
Well, it's more than just statewide. This is countrywide. This is nationwide.
Although you don't see a lot of homeless in Fargo, North Dakota.
Well, there's probably a good reason for that.
Yeah, it's about 30 below zero.
The one thing that we also noticed when we were in Seattle, the bus driver was telling us, well, because they have so many of these overpasses and interchanges right in Seattle itself, they said that they did a concentrated effort to move the people out from the homeless from out underneath. It was like well over 8,000 people they were trying to move into different places. It didn't work. It just didn't work. 8,000 people they were trying to, you know, relocate, to get them off the highways and, you know, and these places, and it didn't work. And Seattle, of course, the home of Amazon, I mean, and so many other tech up there. A lot of money there.
Absolutely.
So it's not like they don't have the money. It's they don't have the ability, it seems like, to overcome the problems they've got. So it's not just throwing money at the problem. It's coming up with a plan. This is what we're going to do. This is how we're going to try and solve this problem. And if it's taking people, you know, maybe it's a holding center that we can start getting them off the drugs, you know, and start getting them help. Shasta Regional Medical Center, has opened up 19 beds for those, for the ones that are the, you know, the truly off their meds, crazy people that you all pick up, and they can take in there and get them back on their meds and stabilize them.
Yep.
Yeah. And that's a great initiative. So
another part of this navigation center was they wanted to have like a sobering center. So instead of, if an officer picks up a person for drunk in public, rather than going to the jail, booking them in, and then 5 hours or so later they're released, and that starts all over again. Within the navigation center, they can take them to the navigation center, to the sobering part. After the person is sober up, then they're offered services to get into rehab to try and break that circle of addiction and get them some help. That may assist them, and then it also would assist the officers because it would have hopefully a sped up time to where they can just drop a person off and then get back out on the streets with the loss, rather than have the loss of the booking time and everything that could be involved.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basenko. We're talking about the new center they're talking about, navigation center, the low barrier shelters, all these things, and how there's a documentary out there right now about Seattle.
Yeah. We have a link to that on our Facebook page currently.
Right now. So if you take a look at it, it's about 30 minutes long, and it's just, it's sad. But it's kind of like explains things that are happening not only there, but in every city. And we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 96.5, 1460 AM.
Get your morning update with us, Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune into North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding.
If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to our Wednesday edition here of KCNR Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM and 1416 AM, your talk radio. This is Carl and Linda Bott, and we're here with our sheriff, Tom Basenko, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypressware Barbershop, man's last stronghold. That's all I can say. It's always Carl's little, get your hair or your hair's cut. Let's go to the phones. Terry's been waiting for a question or a comment. Good morning, Terry. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just have three questions. First of all, hey, good morning, Tom. Good morning, Miss Linda. And good morning, oh, great one that can raise the dead.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Good morning, Terry.
And that's a private joke, but I know he'll get a chuckle out of it.
All right. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, we had Stephanie Bridget come into the Patriot meeting about 3 weeks ago. She was excellent, gave an excellent presentation. And there's three things she discussed, and I wanted to bring them up to Tom because I think they're important. She felt they were very important to talk to the community about. Maybe Tom can elaborate on these. Apparently, there's a new law out that if you are, I think, 12 to 15, I probably have that wrong, but Tom can clarify that, and you commit a crime, you can never be prosecuted as an adult. That's question number one. The second thing is that she was saying that many of the resources that we have in our DA department is going to be having to go back retroactively because of something to do with how murders are handled now or something, and maybe Tom can clarify that one. I'm sure that, again, I apologize for being a little muddled here. We've been kind of busy lately, and I don't quite have the exact thing down, but it was pretty interesting in the fact that they've loosened up the laws in the state of California. And I believe it was on murder laws, and it looks as if the DA is going to have to go back retroactively and put a lot of resources into that. And the third thing is that the Anderson police chief, who we're going to be having coming in, I think, I want to say not next Monday or the following Monday, but the third Monday of April, apparently has found a spot to put the homeless. This is the way I get it. Tom probably can elaborate on this more again and correct me, please. As far as the homeless goes, a different area to have it than where they're talking about, which I believe is over kind of near the Salvation Army store somewhere. That's what I heard. And apparently four of the supervisors want to hear what the police chief in Anderson has to say. And apparently what we heard is that Leonard Modi said, no, he's not going to allow him to speak. I'd like Tom to elaborate on that. And I do know that the police chief is reaching out to people like us to speak about this subject. So those are the three things, and they're very important to our community, especially, you know, the first two. I mean, don't they get these gang member kids in between 12 and 15? So if he can't be convicted as an adult, oh, boy. Anyway, Tom, if you could elaborate on those, that'd be great.
Great. Okay, thanks, Terry. Thanks for calling in. And, yes, Terry, there was a new law that passed that basically juveniles, and I believe it was under the age of 16, cannot be prosecuted as an adult. It used to be that if you were under the age of 18 as a juvenile and you committed a crime, you could be prosecuted as an adult through a court hearing. The judges would have to decide if there was enough evidence there that if you were – the crime was heinous enough and or had the planning to the person was thinking like an adult, could be prosecuted as such. Well, that's been taken away now. And you're right. These gang members and stuff could now intentionally use juveniles under the age of 16 to go out and commit crimes, and these kids could never be prosecuted as an adult. And, it goes to the softening of laws in our state and coddling the criminal. The other part that you referred to was the DA's office having to go back retroactively on some cases, and that was a change as a result of the law as well. And that meant if a some people went out and committed a crime, let's say a robbery, and the robber went into a house or the bank, and as a result, a person was killed. So the robber shoots somebody, they die, and the other person is sitting out in the car as the wheelman or the getaway person. That person, the getaway person, can be prosecuted under the felony murder rule and is guilty of murder, just as if the person pulled the trigger. And so that law changed, and now they have to go back and reevaluate those cases, and it could end up in changing the sentences of those individuals or them getting released from prison. And then the third part is the APD chief. Terry, I don't believe that he has found a identifiable location for that. There's been some talk by the county of locating this Navigation Homeless Center off of Breslauer Lane, which is off of East Side Road, east of 273 in South Reading. But the part about him speaking at the Board of Supervisors meeting, it came up recently that he wanted to come back on about April 23rd with some more work that he's done in regards to this matter. And Supervisor Les Baugh brought it up to try and get it back on the agenda. And then Supervisor Leonard Modi, who is now the chair of the Board of Supervisors, said, and of course I paraphrase, something to the effect of he does not want to hear from Chief Johnson unless he has the support of the Anderson City Council. End of story there. But I think that we'll probably see the chief coming back and being able to present the City of Anderson, their council, some of their council members and their city manager are concerned and are engaged in this, as it could have impacts on not only the City of Anderson, but Shasta County as a whole. So we'll see how that develops, and we'll be continuing on discussions regarding the homeless center, what's been posed as the Navigation Center. So thanks for calling in. Some good questions.
Well, you know, the changes on it, you know, if you're just in a car and there's a drive-by shooting, you're just sitting there. I mean, you know, I didn't do the shooting. You know, I was holding the ammunition and all this, but I wasn't doing the shooting. And I know where the start was in L.A., and it was one of the legislators, I don't know if it's their family or family friends, that the boy was in the car on a drive-by shooting. So he goes to jail for murder, too. Right. And that's what started this thing. But you know, you're in a car, and, you know, he claimed he didn't know there was going to be a shooting. I don't know. You're in gangs, and you carry guns. Yeah. I think you always would have to be expecting there's going to be shootings.
And that was the idea behind the felony murder rule of if you're committing a crime, there's a very good likelihood that somebody could get killed, that you're just as guilty as the person pulling the trigger.
Yeah.
And then, of course, now we've seen the moratorium that the governor has put on the death.
What do you think about that?
I'm completely opposed to his decision regarding that. It goes.
We need to. Can we break that down? What the moratorium is?
Yes. Now the moratorium is a suspension of the death penalty. The death penalty is still on the books and a law within California. However, as governor, he has said, "I am not going to put anybody to death on my watch, and so I'm putting a suspension or a moratorium on this." And it has gone a step further. They've also disassembled the chamber in which the death penalty is administered for the lethal injections and taken those and dismantled them and put the stuff in storage. And so if it got back now, they'd have to get everything reassembled and put back up. I believe there was going to be a decision coming out on the lethal injection, because there's been some controversy over that during the years of the lethal injection makeup that has been challenged for cruel and unusual punishment. And California was getting ready to get that resolved and be able to have the lethal injection okayed by the courts that it meets the criteria.
Yeah, I know. You know what? It's painful and it's inhumane. Of course, the one they're talking about giving it to is a guy that raped a 3-year-old and then murdered her.
Yeah.
I'm sure that her death was humane and painless.
Yeah. Look at the surviving family members that put up with this pain for the remainder of their lives. The victims who are dead, and as a result of the suspects that killed them. Some in very torturous ways, young children, women that were raped, tortured, and then died or were killed as a result of that. And he's put a suspension on the whole thing. And I think that another way, if he didn't want to do it, they could have had a review of the most egregious, heinous ones and maybe kept those on the death penalty side. And then had some controversy and looked at some of the others. But no, he did a very broad brush. And so as long as he's governor, whether it be 4 years or hopefully not 8 years, then it will be suspended.
Last Friday, we had Madison Cox, who is our intern that just started chatting with Maddie, or girl on the street. She went out and she asked questions to our public. And last week was about the death penalty. In fact, she sent me an email this morning saying, do you want to talk more about that or move on? And what she encountered were, like you're talking about, broad stroke, many, many of the people that she approached, now say on the bridge or at Starbucks, they were so uncomfortable to talk about the topic that it was hard for her to break through. I mean, some did. Most said they don't believe in it. One person said that they do, but... You know, I think a couple of people had said, you know, I'm a Christian and I believe that, you know, we should spare a life no matter who it is.
Nobody's been put to death, and so we've got to run here, but nobody's been put to death in the ACAB point since 2006.
That's correct.
Here's the thing. There's 736 people on death row. Each one of them gets free legal. Now, I am totally for, you know what, you've exhausted your appeals, let's just do it. But these guys get paid for it, and we, the taxpayers, are paying in for all their lawyers, all their legal fees, everything. If they went back into the general population, first of all, some would be dead anyway, be taken care of. But we don't have to pay for their legal anymore at that point. Now they have to pay for their own. The thing that surprised me, but, you know, I believe that it's okay to put somebody to death who has committed a crime so heinous that when you even read about it, you throw up in your mouth. So
yeah, it's a little bit different. Even though now they're suspended on the death penalty, they'll still be sitting essentially on death row in their cells, private cells, and they'll still be entitled to a defense on their case.
Okay.
When you say free, nothing's free, as you know.
It's free for them.
Yeah, it's free for them.
We're
paying for it. And there's only a number of defense attorneys that can represent people that have received the death penalty on capital cases, and there's a big backlog there. And that's one of the reasons that it takes years and years. But even then, if they go before the court on an appeal, then if that one's heard, there's always another appeal, another appeal. And, of course, we sit in one of the more liberal appellate courts with the Ninth Circuit.
So that's
federal.
Changing one judge
that's,
at a time.
That's changing one judge at a time, absolutely, and we can see that coming. So, but it's not going to save the state any money by this moratorium.
Not the moratorium.
We'll still have to have the defense on their cases and everything, and they'll still be in the cells, and they'll still have guards watching them and medical care and everything.
Now they don't have to worry, though, about...
But I really think that it does fly in the face of justice. I think it flies in the face of the California voters, because just a few years ago, California voters reaffirmed that, yes, they want the death penalty. And the governor campaigned with a platform that he would support the death penalty, if you will. It would carry out the wishes of the voters. And within just a few months of taking office, reneges on that and says, no, I'm going to put a moratorium on the death penalty.
Okay. We're here with Sheriff Tom Basinko. It's 8:47 in the morning. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Specialists in emergency care their average wait time in the emergency room for this year is like 34 minutes. I mean, how many times you go into an emergency room and it's been hours? This is what they've done. They've achieved being able to take care of people in the emergency rooms when you come in, so it doesn't get any worse. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Sheriff Tom Basinko.
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
This weekend, the original Home and Garden Expo and Love Your Pet Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center. Need landscape ideas? Household improvements? A new roof, gutters, lighting, doors, windows, flooring, appliances, a pool, spa, barbecue, patio, pest control, decking, fencing, weatherproofing, or planning a garden? Find answers for all your spring home improvement projects and speak to the experts. For information, go online at ReadingHomeExpo.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Real people, real winners.
Want a chance to play in the biggest poker tournament of the year?
Wind River Resort and Casino is giving one lucky winner the opportunity to win the seat of a lifetime and play in the World Series of Poker in Las Vegas. A chance to play in the $10,000 No Limit Hold'em Main Event World Championship with some of the biggest names in poker and represent Wind River Resort and Casino. Head down to our poker room and play to earn a chance for a seat into the satellite game on April 24th. This satellite game will determine who plays in the final showdown for the World Series of Poker seats. Don't want to wait on chance? Earn 120 or more hours of live play in 1 month to guarantee a spot in the final showdown on May 1st to determine the final winner for the WSOP seat. Only Wind River Resort and Casino is offering the chance for you to win poker seat of a lifetime, because poker is better at the river. For all the details on poker seat of a lifetime, download the Wind River app on Google Play or the Apple Store. It's playtime. Playtime. All the time. At Wind River Resort and Casino.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading. The original Home and Garden Expo returns to the Shasta District Fair and Event Center this weekend. Speak to the experts ranging from home remodeling and construction through landscaping solutions, interior design and decor, to financial and insurance services, and learn about the latest in design and green technology. Plus, the Love Your Pet Expo featuring vaccines, heartworm testing, dog sports, demonstrations, adoptions, and more. For information, go online at Reading Home Expo and loveyourpetexpo.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Yeah. You can blast that stuff. I'm telling you right now, that was fun. And thank you, Sue, for being at our board producing the show this morning. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. Linda and Carl Bott here with Free Fire Radio, and Thomas Sankle's our guest. Hey, showers today with our highs of 59 and lows of 47 with our overnight showers again, mostly cloudy tomorrow with our lows of overnight lows of 48, highs of 61, and Friday night calls for a low of 45 with our high of 63. Saturday's partly cloudy with a low of 43, and Sunday mostly sunny with a high of 66. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 8:52 in the morning. Welcome back to the last segment of our show here on Free Fire Radio.
There you go. Hey, we're here with Tom Basinko, and we're talking, we've been talking death penalty and the Low Barrier Navigation Center, and we're talking about this documentary that's now on our page about Seattle. And it's
called Seattle is Dying.
Seattle's Dying. And it tells you, but what it is, it's a microcosm, frankly, of what happened. It's happening in our country.
Yeah, and right I think now. that documentary was spot on. It really
identified the issues and what's going on.
It was done by one of their news stations there in town.
Correct.
So what's our next one?
That's about it. If we have anybody that wants to call in, I know that we always talk about guns when I'm on here. There's a bill down in the legislature to have an emergency CCW. If a person had a situation that they needed to get one right away, they could get one under an emergency. That's been proposed by one of our legislators named Melendez. I believe they're from the Southern California area. But I don't think you'll see that one get too far. I would be very surprised if it even gets past the Public Safety Committee, because that's comprised of some liberal-thinking individuals there.
The new ammunition bill for July, we're having kind of a quandary, the instructors are, because it's not clear yet, is it? Or maybe it is clear to you, but it's not clear to us, that what are the rules for, except you've got to be 21 to buy ammo.
21 to buy ammo. You'll have to have a background check. You can't.
Is that every time?
There's controversy on that. Some of the rules that have been put out by the Department of Justice is not clear. Imagine that. And you as an individual can't necessarily give an ammo away or sell it because you have to have a background check. But I think it's allowed for a person to do up, I think, up to 500 rounds, like if you wanted to give or, hey, Carl, I got a box of shells. I'll sell you for $10 or something. You're allowed to do that. It'd probably be good to maybe get somebody from
– I think I'll give Sam a call.
Sam Paredes.
He hasn't been on in a while.
Also talk to some of the issues that are going on within the state capitol. And then maybe you could also have maybe a ammunition dealer, gun dealer here that sells ammunition along with Sam – and could complement that. I know
there's a lot of questions on this. I mean, people don't realize is that you may be severely curtailed or they're going to make it so hard to buy ammo. Let's go to the phones. Ranger Rick. Hello,
Good
Rick.
Morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You're on.
Good morning.
All right. Hey, Sheriff Asenko, just got back from Nevada. Attended a Board of Supervisors meeting over there where the in Douglas County unanimously rebuked the Democratic governor's proposal over there to put background checks on some private sale of weapons. In Nevada, it's legal. You don't have to have a background check, but he's trying to change that. He did change it. But it was really refreshing to see the sheriff and the entire Board of Supervisors go through this process where they unanimously said, you know what, we're not going to enforce it.
Yes,
the whole thing with California is going east, and people in Nevada are not liking it.
Correct. Also in Oregon, there's some legislation to restrict standard capacity magazines. Right now, most of the time it's 10 rounds. In other places, you can still have standard capacities in excess of 10 rounds. But in Oregon, there's a piece of legislation to reduce it to 5-round capacity magazines as well. And there's also, I think they're trying to restrict semi-automatic firearms there. So this is spreading throughout the nation of who wants to be the most restrictive, unfortunately.
In New Mexico, they just passed some gun laws, and 26 of the 26 county sheriffs said, we're not going to enforce those laws. It's against the Constitution. And the governor is just peaked. She's upset about that. These renegade sheriffs. Well, that's 26 counties in your state, there, lady.
And they have. There isn't that many counties.
No, I think there's only 26. Like 30.
There's the majority of sheriffs that have said this.
Now,
on that aspect, even people have forwarded me emails and stuff of hey, can we declare ourselves a Second Amendment sanctuary county? You can, but that basically has no legal standing because the counties are a subset of the state and the state constitution, and you still have to abide by the state laws. It would have no legal bearing, even if you declare yourself a sanctuary county for whatever it may be, as long as it's a state law.
If you said, I'm not going to enforce those laws, what happens then?
Basically, at that point, nothing. You could be sued for not enforcing laws for it, but we always, as law enforcement officers, we always have the discretion of how we enforce the laws and what we do. So if we found a good law-abiding citizen doesn't necessarily in violation of, say, they had a higher than than a standard capacity magazine, and mm-hmm. somehow it was not deemed legal to have, although it's been grandfathered in so far, but that's pending in court. That's another issue. And we could choose whether to enforce that or not. If we come across a parolee that had it, sure, we could hook that person up and take them to jail. And that's mm-hmm. what is the
so the whole thing then is selective enforcement.
Right.
But if you say that we're not going to do it, now the state can get into it.
And the state could still send state officers here, like from the Department of Justice, California Highway Patrol. They have their state police officers that have jurisdiction throughout the state of California, regardless of county or city.
I thought, though, the county sheriff could keep them from coming in.
Federal officers,
Cannot. Yeah. So,
well, okay. Thank you, Ranger Rick, for your call. We have 1 minute left, Rick, to tie up our show here on this Wednesday, which is always our Sheriff Day. Thank you so much for joining us, Sheriff Basenko.
Gosh, thanks a lot, Tom. You know what? Tom's never missed, and he's always available for our people here. Tomorrow, you know, as you know, the city, three of our city council people voted to put park fees on construction, and the 3-2 vote, and it's a pretty serious vote, and tomorrow, Bruce Middleton and maybe Rob Middleton will come in here from that work with commercial real estate and work with real estate in our city and a lot of people, business owners, and they're going to talk about the impact that can have on construction, on business in our community. That's tomorrow on Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.